The new report cites the rising number of people being exonerated for wrongful convictions as evidence that forensic science in the U.S. is not serving the justice system as well as it should be. It calls for creating national standards for forensic pathologists and funding for solid research on things like fingerprinting and trace DNA analysis. Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says the new institute could help ensure that scientific evidence presented in the courtroom serves the truth by helping judges and juries assess just how reliable a fingerprint, a bite mark, or even DNA evidence is in deciding guilt or innocence. He says the new institute, if created, must be independent of influence from the adversaries in the courtroom.
So it's really important that the science be separated from law enforcement as much as possible so that the scientists are doing purely an objective scientific analysis and not searching for an outcome that a particular law enforcement agency wants or a particular defendant wants.
Although funding for the National Institute is uncertain, Findlay says it could go a long way towards making sure the guilty are convicted and not the innocent. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.